This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tom. Tropical storm Beta made landfall about 5 miles north of Port O'Connor, Texas, with maximum winds of 49 miles per hour, according to the National Hurricane Center. Its winds weakened as it made its way to shore over several days. It's the ninth named storm that made landfall in the continental U.S. in this year. It tied a record set in 1916. The biggest unknown from Beta is how much rainfall it could produce in areas that have already seen their share of damaging weather during a busy hurricane season. The Republican majority in the U.S. Senate is pushing for a quick vote on a replacement for the U.S. Supreme Court Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg, who died Friday. AP's Ed Donahue with details.
President Trump wants a vote by Election Day. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell says he will get it.
We're going to vote on this nomination on this floor.
McConnell brought up why there was no vote in 2016 after the death of Justice Antonin Scalia.
President Obama was asking Senate Republicans for an unusual favor.
McConnell says the president now has the majority party in the Senate. Minority Leader Chuck Schumer says it's
an exercise in raw political power.
Schumer says this could have a long-lasting impact.
If a Senate majority over the course of 6 years steals two Supreme Court seats using completely contradictory rationales, How could we expect to trust the other side again?
Ed Donahue, Washington.
Meanwhile, U.S. President Donald Trump met Monday with Judge Amy Coney Barrett at the White House as a conservative jurist emerged as a favorite to replace the late Ruth Bader Ginsburg on the U.S. Supreme Court. More at VOAnews.com.